感谢神的恩典，今天能够在神的怜悯的里头，我们再来交通他自己的话。
Praise the Lord that we can fellowship here according to His mercy on His words.
我们一起有点的祷告。
Let us bow our head and pray.
主，我们从我们的心里说爱你，愿意敬拜你。
Lord, from my heart, we love you and praise you.
谢谢你创造了我们。
Thank you, created us.
能够认识你。
That we can know you.
能够爱你。
To love you.
也等候你的再来。
And waiting your coming.
我们特别今天也纪念我们出外的弟兄姊妹们。
And we remember our brothers and sisters who are out of town today.
去一边哥伦比亚的弟兄。
The brothers went to Colombia.
我们弟兄去托佩卡的弟兄们。
And brothers who went to Topeka.
还有出去外面没有在我们当中的弟兄姊妹们。
And those who are on the road.
我们特别在这里纪念我们亲爱的弟兄John，把他交在你的手中。
And remember our dear brother John, and we lift him to your hand.
永远的爱在圣灵的里头与他同在。
You love him with eternal love, and in your spirit be with him.
向我们说话。
Please speak to us.
等候你。
And we're waiting for you.
奉主耶稣基督圣
名。In Jesus' name.
Okay. 今天跟弟兄姊妹一起交通的题目讲到爱主你的神和人。
Today I will share love the Lord your God and man.
这个是我们这个月的弟兄们的交通的主题，就讲到人的责任。
The theme of this month is the duty of man.
人的责任可以说是一件事，也可以说两件事。
You can summarize it to one thing or two things.
或者爱主你的神，并爱人如己。
Love the Lord your God and love your neighbor as yourself.
人的责任，另外一句话来说，是叫做信心的行为。
And you can also say the duty of man is the deed of faith.
在希伯来书七章告诉我们，如果没有信心，不可能讨神的喜欢。
In Hebrews chapter 11 it says, without faith, man cannot please God.
在雅各书二章告诉我们，信心没有行为是死的。
And in Jacob chapter 2 it says, without deed, the faith is dead.
在马可福音里头就文士来问耶稣。
In the Gospel of Mark, there's a teacher came to ask Jesus.
他听见他们辩论，晓得耶稣回答得好。
And they heard Jesus' answer, and they know Jesus answered the question well.
什么好呢？
How well?
我们看上下文就知道一件事。
And if we read from the context, we know one thing.
亚伯兰虽然死了，但是他的魂仍然与神同在。
Even Abraham was dead, his soul is still with the Lord.
神不是死人的神，神是活人的神。
God is not the God of the dead, but the God of the living ones.
文士问耶稣说，诫命中哪一老是第一要紧的？
And the teacher asked, which one is the greatest commandment?
在原文的圣经里告诉我们， which is the first commandment of all?
Which is the first commandment of all?
就告诉我们所有诫命当中哪一条是第一条。
So which one is the first one and the most important one?
这是原来圣经里头的这启示。
This is what the Bible revealed to us.
如果我们问说什么是命令，
If we ask what is a command,
命令我们可以从五方面来看，
We can look at it from five aspects.
或者四方面来看，
Five or four aspects.
命令的目的就是顺服。
The purpose of a command is for the one to be submissive.
命令的反面，第一个不是要我们做研究，
It's not for us to research.
不是要我们去分析，
It's not for analysis.
命令也不是要我们去批准，
It's not for approval.
命令更不是我们要去拒绝，
And it's not for rejection.
命令的目的就是顺服，顺服跟顺服。
The purpose for the command is for submission.
耶稣回答说，第一要紧的是说。
Jesus answered the most important one.
以色列啊，
Hear, O Israel.
我们都知道，今天你我也是称作以色列人。
You know, we are the true Israelites today.
我们是叫做新约的以色列人，因为我们信了耶稣。
Because we believe Jesus Christ.
你要听。
Listen, hear.
这是一个蒙福的秘诀。
This is a source of being blessed.
一听，不是辩论，也不是下结论。
And just listen, hear, and do not just analyze and judge.
程序是第一要听，然后我们就能够认识神。
At first, listen, and you will know God.
在雅各书就告诉我们，我们要快快的听，要慢慢的说。
And in the book of James, it says you should listen in haste and slow to speak.
主，我们神是独一的主。
The Lord your God is one.
我们这位神，他有权柄，他的权柄是绝对的权柄。
He has the absolute authority.
他是创造宇宙的神。
He is the creator of the universe.
他是创造你我的神。
He is the creator of you and me.
他是主。
He is the Lord.
他是神，他是唯一的神。
He is the God, the only God.
全宇宙都没有一位神像他。
No one can be compared with him.
有一个弟兄他讲一句话，什么叫做主？
One time, a brother explained what is the Lord.
他也是用英文来讲。
He said it in English.
那请五位弟兄翻译一下。
Okay.
谢谢。If He is the Lord, then He is the Lord of everything.
如果他是主，他是一切的主。
我们今天说，如果他是主，那么50%是成了我的主，好不好？
If he's the Lord, can you say it again?
50%.
If he's the Lord, if he's the Lord of 50% of our lives.
可能我们会说，也许比没有好。
Maybe sometimes good.
It's better than nothing.
Sometimes better than nothing.
但是神的要求是说，你要让他全部做主。
But the request from the Lord is He should be the Lord of all.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
今天求神怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us today.
神的爱是完全的爱。
His love is a perfect love.
他的能力是完全的能力。
His power is a perfect power.
就是神的能力，神的爱没有办法从我们里头能够流露出来。
But sometimes we are the obstacles.
因为没有让他做主。
Because we didn't let him be the Lord of all.
完全的做主。
Be the Lord of all.
完全的顺服。
We do not have the perfect submission.
完全的能力。
If we have perfect submission, we'll have perfect power.
如果主做成了一半的主，那么这是死的。
If we give half of our life to the Lord, we're still in debt.
但主成了我们的主。
But Lord becomes our Lord.
The Lord of everything.
他是一切的主。
我们到底有没有爱主？
Have we truly loved our Lord?
我们跟神的关系怎么样？
How's the relationship with our Lord?
我想我们四周围的人会知道。
The people around us will know.
特别我们家里面的人我们会知道。
Especially our families, they know.
有时候我们可能不清楚。
Sometimes, ourselves do not know.
但是我们家里面的人，和你的儿女们知道最清楚。
But our family, our children, they know it very clearly.
我们知道教会里头有一个人就是以诺。
We know there was a man called Eno.
他活到65岁的时候，他就生了一个儿子。
When he was 65, he had a son.
之后与神同行300年。
And he walked with the Lord for 300 years.
他说他生儿养女。
And he gave birth to children.
那后来他就被主被提上升。
And he was lifted and be with the Lord.
以诺他是活在神面前的。
And Eno was a man who had his life before the Lord.
他是尊主为主为大的人。
He honors the Lord.
他是非常的诚实的活在神的光中，神的面前的人。
He honestly lived his life before the light of the Lord.
他今天成了我们的见证。
Today he became a witness.
耶稣的回答是什么？
What's Jesus' answer?
我们一起来念，好不好？
Let us read together.
我们先念中文，大家念英文。
First Chinese, then English.
我们先听上中文。你要尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主你的神。Okay, let's together in English.
Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength.
在这里我们要交通到四点。第一点
，four things to share here.
我们讲到这个爱究竟是什么爱。
We want to share what kind of love is this love.
这个爱乃是神的爱。
This love is the love of God.
这个叫做 agape 的爱。
This is the love of agape.
在圣经里头有一个字是叫做友情的爱。
There's a word referred to the love, which is a love of feelings.
我们都知道这个叫提到的是叫做 philia.
In Greek, the term is philia.
这个爱在你我的里头是你我所没有的。
But the agape love, we do not have it within us.
但这个爱是从里面出来的。
The love is from a deep in within us.
在我们的里头，我们没有这个爱。
But we do not have it.
我想世界上有许多爱情的故事。
There's many love stories in this world.
有一对男女朋友，那么后来这个女朋友死了。
Some love stories like there's a loving couple and the girl died.
然后死的时候就把心脏捐出来。
And she donated her heart.
那么有一个女孩子，她正好她需要一个心脏，她就接受这个心脏移植。
Who needed this heart, and she got this heart.
有一天他们见面了。
And one day, they met together.
这个男朋友就接受移植的这个女孩子，他们见面了。
And this boyfriend met a girl who received the heart of his girlfriend.
这个女孩子觉得很奇怪，为什么碰到这个男孩子的时候，她的心脏会跳？
And the girl felt very strange why her heart will bump when she saw this man.
但故事很长，我们就长话短说。
It was a long story, but I will make it short.
后来，那个他的心脏又不好了。
And later, she had some heart problems also.
他需要再接受第二次心脏的移植手术。
She needed another transplant.
然后很奇怪的，移植完了以后，他碰到这个男孩子。他在说，到底我是不是真的爱他
？And after another heart transplant, and she met this man again, and she has a suspicion whether she truly loved this man.
他觉得说很奇怪，怎么这一次别的心脏，他的心脏怎么也会跳
？And she felt like her heart is still bumping when she saw this man.
这个世界的爱情。
This is the love of this world.
但是讲到神的爱。
But talking about the love of God.
彼得曾经被耶稣问了三次。
Three times was Peter asked by Jesus.
第一次耶稣问他说：“你爱我吗？”是用神的爱来回答他。
The first time Jesus asked Peter, "Do you love me?" That the word love refers to the love of God.
彼得回答是说：“主啊，我对你有友情。”他用人的爱来回答他。
And Peter answered, "Lord, you know I love you, and this love is what Peter means is the love from the world."
第二次耶稣问同样的问题，彼得同样的回答。
And the second time Jesus asked the same question, and Peter gave the same answer.
第三次主问说：“彼得，你爱我吗？”
The third time Jesus asked Peter, "Do you love me?"
彼得很忧愁，对耶稣说：“你无所不知。”
And Peter is in sorrow, and he said to Jesus, "Lord, you know everything."
你知道我爱你。
You know I love you.
第三次主耶稣反过来讲，问他的。那个说你爱我，那个字不是神的爱，那是讲到友情的爱。
The third time when Jesus asked Peter, "Do you love me?" and this word in original language means the love from the world.
彼得的回答仍然是人的爱。
And Peter's answer is still the love of man.
主要的这个爱在你我里头没有。
The love Jesus requested is not within us.
就在耶稣基督头主里头有这个爱。
But only in Jesus Christ you can find this love.
今天为什么耶稣问彼得这个问题呢
？Why Jesus asked Peter this question？
如果问一个问题，什么是最重要服侍主的条件
？If we ask what is the most important criteria to serve the Lord？
我们都知道你我都不完全。
You know we are not perfect。
我们是个罪人，蒙恩的罪人。
We are a sinner but saved by the Lord。
但是有一个秘诀。
There's a secret。
你如果爱主。
If you love the Lord,
在这个神的爱中
，in the love of God，
无条件的爱
，unconditional love，
舍己的爱
，sacrificing love，
永远的爱
，eternal love，
将改变你我，叫我们能够更多的像主。
That love will change us so that we'll be more like Him.
这是服侍主最重要的条件。
That's the most important criteria to serve the Lord.
不是知识，不是方法，乃是爱主。
Not knowledge, not a process.
第一讲到爱的定义。
So first, I talked about the definition of love.
第二个讲到爱，为什么我们要尽心尽心尽力尽力爱主你的神？
The second question is why we need to love the Lord with all our heart and soul and mind and strength.
这里讲到有四个尽 for all.
Here it mentioned for all.
第一个我们说因为神把他所有的把他的爱子给了你我
Because God gave all he had his son Jesus Christ to us
我们知道神本性一切的丰富都在他的儿子里头
We know all the abundance of God reside in him
有弟兄讲当神把他的儿子给了你我以后他本来是富有的那一天他成了贫穷的人贫穷的神
Some brothers said that he's so abundant but when he gave His son to us, He gave it all.
为什么爱主？因为他把他儿子给了你我。
Why we love the Lord, God? Because He gave His only Son to us.
第二个，我们为什么要先爱主呢？爱神呢
？Second, why we need to love the Lord?
因为我们的创造就是为了爱神爱主。
Because that's the purpose that we were created.
如果不爱主，我们的生命没有任何的意义。
If we do not love the Lord.There's no meaning in our life.
如果我们不爱主，我们用其他的东西来代替主。
And then we'll use other things to replace the Lord.
在诗篇十六篇告诉我们，以其他代替神的，他的愁苦就必加增。
In Psalm 16 it says, if you replace the Lord with other gods, and your sorrow will increase.
最后一个我们提到，为什么要爱主
？Lastly, why we need to love the Lord?
爱主就是。一个方法是唯一的方法，叫我们能够得着生命，得着更丰盛的生命。
Because that's the only way that we can have a life more abundant.
今天的世界上有许多的烦恼、愁苦跟痛苦。
There are so many sufferings in this world.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，告诉你一个秘诀：你如果爱主，你的问题将要得到解决。
And the secret is, if you love the Lord, that's the solution to the problem.
当你爱主的时候，在主的爱的里头，你充满了主的喜乐、跟平安、跟荣耀。
When you love the Lord, and the peace and joy from the Lord will fill you.
十字架最大的功课难处不是 外面的事物，乃是我们的老我老自己。
The great difficulty for the cross, the lesson of the cross, is that we do not know ourselves, our old self.
怎么脱离我们的自己？
How to get rid of ourselves?
怎么脱离我们的难处、痛苦和烦恼？
How to get out of our sorrow and suffering?
神给我们秘诀就是要专心的爱主。
And the secret is to love the Lord with all your heart.
有首诗歌，因为诗歌很喜欢 ，Not forget about ourselves, let forget about ourselves and worship Him. 就是我们要忘掉我们自己，我们来敬拜神。Not forget about ourselves, let magnify the Lord and worship Him. 我想你帮我翻译一下。
你已经翻译了，忘掉我们的自己，来专心爱主。
你不是应当融化在主的爱中。
And let us dissolve in the love of Lord.
你失去了你的自己。
You lost yourself.
老我的生命。
The life from your old self.
放弃了你的魂的生命，这个叫十字架，叫被
杀。Discard your soul life.
这个就讲到我们为什么要爱主。
That's why we need to love the Lord.
他把他儿子也给了我们。
He gave his son Jesus Christ to us.
我们创造是为了他。
We were created for loving Him.
我们要得到更丰盛的生命。
And the purpose is to have a more abundant life.
第三件事我们要交通的，我们怎么样来爱主
？And the third thing I want to fellowship here is how do we love the Lord?
如果这个爱在你里头没有，我们怎么来爱主
？If the love is not in you, how can we love the Lord?
我们都知道有一首诗歌我们很喜欢，怎么叫做祷告
？And there's another hymn.About prayer.
这个就是 A.B. Simpson.
From A.B. Simpson.
我想他诗歌里头告诉我们一件事：祷告乃是我们里头的基督，祷告在天上的基督。
And in this hymn, it talks about prayers. The true prayer is the Christ in us, pray the, to the Christ in heaven.
怎么样去爱神?
How do we love the Lord?
耶稣住在我们的里头,
Jesus lives in our heart.
我们用主的爱来爱主,
we love the Lord with a love from the Lord.
用主的爱来爱你的邻居,
and love your neighbor with the love of the Lord.
在这里头,
so I have an encouragement here.
我们就知道, 刚信主的弟兄姊妹, 我们巴不得能够帮助他成长。
And we know when brothers and sisters just believe that we are really willing to help them grow.
但是我们要彼此劝勉, 我们是带到主的爱的里头,叫他用神的爱来爱神, 或者是带到人的面前, 用人的爱来爱神。
But we need to be careful, really, we bring him to before the Lord with the love of the Lord, or just bring him before the man.
我想这个叫做初心造就,
and that's about the new believers training.
这是最重要的一课,
the most important lesson.
你知道如果用人的爱, 会有什么结果吗?
Do you know what's the consequence if we only have the love of man?
人的爱总有一天要用完了, 用尽了。
Because for sure it will be exhausted one day.
只有神的爱, 那个永远无条件的爱, 永远的爱。
Only the love of the Lord is the eternal love.
也许你爱这个初心的弟兄姊妹, 你爱他99次。
Maybe you loved the new believer 99 times.
但100次, 我们已经没有主了, 我们不能够爱这个初心的弟兄姊妹。
But without the love of God, you cannot continue to the 100 times.
这弟兄,初心的弟兄姊妹可能他会灰心, 才可能会软弱,
and they may be weak.
也可能会埋怨, 一直落在死亡的里头。
And they may complain and in difficulties.
如果你带到主的阿嘎培的爱的里头, 像反过来讲, 他能够了解你。
If you let him to the love of God, and he can understand you.
他可以接受你,
he can accept you.
像主怎么接受, 接纳你我一样。
Just as how the Lord accepted you. And he can love you with the love of the Lord. The second is to love your neighbor as yourself. There's no commandment greater than these.
这就是我们要交通到几点? 第一点我们讲到爱是到底怎么一回事? 爱人如己。
And first I want to share what is love your neighbor as yourself.
在罗马书13章第10节就告诉我们, 爱是不加害于人, 所以爱就完全有立法。
And in Romans chapter 13 says, true love never hurts anyone, so it perfects the law.
所以这是最大的诫命。
That is the greatest commandment.
另外有一处的圣经节,我们是要彼此交通跟劝勉。
And there's another verse I want to share.
就是在路加福音里头第 24章第26节是这样讲的。
In Luke chapter 24 verse 26.
那这个圣经节我们很熟啊。
We are very familiar with this verse.
人到我这里来若不爱我胜过自己的父母妻子儿女。
Luke 14:26. If anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, his wife and children,
弟兄姊妹和自己的性命,
his brothers and sisters,
就不能做我的门徒,
yeah, even his own life, he cannot be my disciple.
我想我们的主他的讲话就是真理,他讲非常绝对,他是不是讲到爱,他说如果不恨过恨你的自己的父母,妻子,儿女,兄弟,姊妹和自己的性命,不能做我的门徒。
We know the words of our Lord is the absolute truth.
但是我们主知道怎么样爱我们,他知道怎么样对我们有最大的好处。
He knows how to love us and he knows what's his greatest benefit.
你知道我们怎么样去爱四周围的人吗?
Do you know how we love the people around us?
我们知道我们没有神的爱。
We know we do not have the love of the Lord.
你爱四周围人的秘诀,你要先爱神。 你才能够保证爱你四周围的人。
The secret to love the people around you is to love the Lord first. Then you will know how to love the people around you.
主知道你我的爱有限。
Love, the Lord knows how limited our love is.
你爱主你的神。
You need to love the Lord your God.
然后再来强调爱人如己。
And then you can love your neighbors.
下面有一处圣经解释我们想熟悉的, 也许我们会背的, 我们就 一起来读，我们有三节圣经节，第一
I will share three more verses。
程序我们是念一次中文，用一次英文。 OK， 我们第一次先用中文。我若能说万能的方言并天使的话语，却没有爱，我就成了明哥罗想的宝一般。我们英文。If I speak in tongues of men and angels, but have not love, I'm only a resounding gong and a clanging cymbal. 下面一节圣经节就是第二节里头就告诉我们一件的事情。我们就念念中文。我若有先知讲道之能，也明白各样的奥秘、各样的知识，而且有全备的信，叫我能够移山。却没有爱，我就算不得什么。我们一起读英文。If I have the gift of prophecy and the faith and all mystery and all knowledge, if I have the faith that can move mountains, but I have no love, I am nothing. 最后一句话，第二点，我们若将所有的周济穷人，叫舍身叫人焚烧，却没有爱，仍然与我无异。If I give all my possessions to the poor, surround my body to the friend, but have not love, I gain nothing. 到底这保罗这三句话告诉我们什么事？
What does Paul truly mean here?
当我们去爱人的时候，
When we love others,
我们是把主的爱给他。
We gave them the love of the Lord.
当我们去爱人的时候，
When we love others,
我们是把主耶稣基督给了他。
We give them Jesus Christ.
我想在英文这里头一句话，我想年轻人都很熟的。我翻译。
We may be familiar with some sayings in English.
You can give without love.
你可以施舍，但是没有爱。
But you cannot love without giving.
但是你如果爱的话，你一定会去给。
世界上有许多的宗教都是好的宗教。
There's many.Good religions
是劝人为善的
and it's just persuading people to do good deeds.
这个是很好的理想，也是值得我们佩服的。
And there are some goodness in it.
它是有价值，但是不一定，很可惜，不一定有永远的价值。
There is some value in it, but the value is not the eternal value.
永远的价值，永远的生命是在耶稣基督里头。
The eternal value and the eternal life, you can only find it in Jesus.
这个爱，神的爱，就是主的自己。
And this eternal love is the Lord Himself.
我们讲到爱，因为我们还讲看得很高，对不对啊？
Many times we think very high of this love.
我想我们现在看两处的圣经节。
We'll read two more verses.
这第一处的圣经节是我们非常熟悉的。我们就一起来念，凡事谢恩，我们就一起念一遍，凡事谢恩。
Always give thanks.
Give thanks in all circumstances. 这个中文英文是有点不一样啊，你看见没有？凡事我讲中文翻得很好，但是英文那里头告诉我们说，是在环境的里头，是在难处的当中能够感谢。Circumstances. 那么下面跟着前面十三章五节。对不起，告诉我们，爱是不做害羞的事。
It is not rude.
不求自己的益处。
It is not self-seeking.
不轻易发怒。
It is not easily angered.
不计算人的恶。
It keeps no record of wrongs.
前面告诉我们说，不做害羞的事，原来意思就是不做没有礼貌的事。It is not rude.
Yeah. The first it talks about the love is not rude.
我们要感谢神。
We need to thank the Lord.
在每一件事情上面。
In every circumstance.
但神的意思就是说，你们为了主的缘故，经常说谢谢你。
And so for the Lord's sake, we should often say thank you.
有时候我们不安全，这个人不安全，有什么做错事的时候，我们可不可以说为主的缘故说对不起
？And we know we are not perfect, so many times if we did wrong, let us say sorry.
这看起来我们觉得这个是很简单的事。
It sounds very simple.
但有许多时候要说对，谢谢你，对不起是非常要命的一件事情。
But many times to say thank you and to say sorry is so hard for us.
除非我们愿意放下自己。
Only if we can put down ourselves.
放弃我们的魂。
And put down our soul.
放弃我们的喜好。
Put down our own joy.
听主的主的话。
And let us listen to the Lord.
凡事谢恩。
Give thanks always.
我想我们就讲到这个呼吸的事情。我们这些话彼此交通劝勉。彼此最重要的两句话就是谢谢你跟对不起。
And I think that's probably the most two important words between husband and wives is thank you and sorry.
也许我们觉得对夫妻，事实上是对所有的人，所有信耶稣的人。
And probably when we say thank you, probably we say to all the believers.
今天活在地上，讲到夫妻，讲到真的，就讲到关系。叫我们怎么样能够磨成神儿子耶稣基督的样式。
While we still live on this earth, when we talk about the relationship between husband and wife, we refer to the relation between Christ and church as well.
我们都知道有一个弟兄他写的叫做夫妇的箴言啊。
And one brother wrote some proverbs between husband and wives.
他说谢谢和对不起应是应该常说的话。
He said you should say thank you and sorry very often.
也就是说因为非常熟悉，我们对于陌生人，我们可以说谢谢你，对不起。但对于熟的人，像家里面，像夫妻，我们就把它忽略掉。
And sometimes it's very easy for us to say it to strangers, but to the one that we're familiar with, especially between husband and wives, it becomes very difficult.
我们因为太熟悉了，也许太熟了，那个所以到个地步，我们就失去了礼貌，失去了礼节。
And because we are so familiar that sometimes we just lost our politeness.
因为太熟悉失去礼貌礼节，这可能是我们失去的夫妻之间失去和平的一个开端。
Probably that is one of the reasons that why the peace has been lost between husband and wives.
第一次失去的和平，是给魔鬼撒旦开一个门户让他进来。
If the peace has been lost, we are kind of open the door to Satan.
如果让对别人说对方的短处是给撒旦做工的机会。
And if we tell others their own shortcomings, we are giving chances for the Satan to do his work.
计算对方的短处，想到自己的长处，是接受撒旦的建议。
If we count others' shortcomings and count our own goodness, we are giving Satan chances to work.
其中一个原因，因为知道爱是不计算人的恶。
And because the reason the love do not has no record of wrongs.
最后讲说，不让自己成了对方的十字架。
And lastly, I will share that don't let yourself be the cross of the other.
但是记得你自己的十。你要知道，对方永远是你的十字架。
But you have to remember, the other one is always your cross.
十字架简单来讲就是不自我为中心。
And to say simply is don't put yourself self-centered.
能够接纳。
You need to receive others.
能够赦免。
And forgive others.
用主的爱彼此相爱。
And love each other with the love of the Lord.
接下来文士就对耶稣说 夫子说
And then the man replied Well said teacher
神是一位实在不错除了他以外再没有别的神
You're right in saying that God is one and there's no other but him
然后再来就他自己交通也很好并且他第三页并且尽心尽智尽力爱他又爱人如己
And he said it wellTo love him with all your heart, with all your understanding, and with all your strength. And to love your neighbors as yourself is more important. More important than all burnt offerings and sacrifices. We know that burnt offerings and sacrifices are very important. This is what the Lord asks us to do.
But this is the order of God.你要先爱神爱人如己你要在这个事情上你要有一个平衡一个 balance 在里头
But you need the balance and you need the order the order is to love God and love your neighbor first
燔祭和各样的祭祀你不能够超过主的爱
and this offerings and sacrifices cannot beyond the love of the Lord
应该是爱主爱神爱人为主然后再来提到燔祭和各样的祭祀
The center is to love the Lord and love your neighbors. And then it's a sacrifice and offerings. And we know that this teacher answered it well, and the Lord praised him.
那么少宗你有智慧, 那跟他讲说你离神的国不远了。
And Jesus said to him, you are not far from the kingdom of God. And I think this is a good lesson for us. Has this teacher entered the kingdom of God? It was not mentioned in the Bible. Maybe not. It's very close. How close? Maybe just the last step. And then the scripture says, no one dares to ask him any more questions. Why no one dares to ask him any more questions? Because the Lord has answered the questions completely. The purpose that we live on this earth is to love the Lord and to love our neighbors. And now I want to show that it's very easy to say love, but it's very hard to practice. This is a challenge of love. We will look at Joshua. Thank the Lord, I once shared it with a brother recently, and I feel like this word is to the church.
Yeah,
I don't have to mention his name. Deuteronomy
1:38.
And Moses said, your assistant Joshua, son of Nun.
因为耶稣亚大概有点气馁。
And Joshua may be a little disappointed.
你知道他为什么有点气馁呢?
Do you know why?
你要知道当时的背景, 他有神的信心, 他走了11天的路进入迦南美地。
Because he had the faith from God, and he knew that only there's about a journey of 11 days, and they will enter the land.
但是11个那个探子, 他们没有信心。
But the other 10 spies do not have the faith, and they spread the bad news. And I think if it were, I will complain. But Joshua didn't. And so God said to Moses and have Moses to comfort Joshua. And so Joshua had to work another 40 years to enter that land. Because he had the love of God. The eternal love. Unlimited love.
我想礼拜五我们的弟兄也交通到摩西被神所使用的秘诀。
And on Friday we shared that a secret that Moses was used by the Lord. Because Moses, he did all things according to God's command. According to God's command.
再说秘诀就是按照神的吩咐。
That's the secret.
这是一个真正爱神的人。
This is a man who truly loved the Lord.
现在我要讲一个直面的祷告。
Now I want to share the prayer of a sister.
当你知道是神的旨意, 当你需要你去爱神的时候, 旁边会有许多不同的意见跟不同的声音。
I know the will of the Lord is to love him, and there might be many different voices around you.
我用英文讲啊, 盼望也许我的弟兄能够可以帮我们翻译一下。 People are often unreasonable.
这位人可能都很不讲道理。
从自我为中心。
Illogical.
赦免他们吧。
Self-centered. Forgive them.
Forgive them anyway. 是不是?这个他主要的话。
赦免他们。
If you are kind, people may accuse you of selfish.
如果你很友善, 他们会指责你说你自私。
Be kind anyway.
但是你仍然要友善。
If you are successful, You will win some false friend and some true enemy.
如果你是一个成功的人，你会得到一些假的朋友，一些真的敌人。
Succeed anyway.
你仍然要去努力成功。
You are an honest friend. People may say, may cheat you.
如果你诚实，如果你坦率，那么周围的人可能来欺骗你。
Be honest and frank anyway.
但是你仍然应该诚实与坦率。
If you spend a year building, someone could destroy overnight.
如果你用一年来造一个建筑，别人可能一天之内就把它毁坏。
Build anyway.
但是你仍然应该建造。
You will find peace and happiness. They may be jealous.
如果你有平安和喜乐，也许你得到很多嫉妒。
Be happy anyway.
但是仍然要喜乐。
The good you do today, people will often forget tomorrow.
今天你所行的善，别人也许明天就会忘记。
Do good anyway.
仍然要努力行善。
Give the world the best you have. It may never be enough.
如果你把你最好的给这个世界，可能永远是不够的。
Give the world the best you have got anyway.
仍然要摆上你最好的。
最后。
At last.
You see, in the final analysis, it is between you and God.
如果你看这一切是在你与神之间。
It was never between you and them, T-H-E-M, anyway.
这都是你与神之间，而不是你与他们之间的事。
这是一个姊妹的祷告。
This is a prayer of a sister.
你知道这个姊妹是谁吗？
Do you know who is this sister?
我想已经被主接去了。
She has been with the Lord.
Mother Teresa.
Mother Teresa, Teresa 修女。
她爱神，在爱人，在印度，在世界各处。
She loved the Lord and she had her mission in India.
下面我讲到爱主的榜样哈巴谷。
Now I want to share an example of a one who loved the Lord.
你知道哈巴谷第三章十七节上面是一首诗歌，我们都很喜欢，我们喜欢背着的诗歌。
We know actually this verses in Habakkuk it's a psalm.
虽然无果树不发旺，葡萄树不结果，橄榄树也不效力，田地也不出粮食，圈中绝了羊，棚内也没有牛。
Though the fig tree does not bud and there are no grapes on the vine, though the olive crop fails and the field produce no food.
然而我要因耶和华欢心，因救我的神喜乐。
Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God my Savior.
我们讲到哈巴谷。
So we shared Habakkuk.
我们讲到四点。
There are four points.
哈巴谷是什么意思？
What's the meaning of the word Habakkuk?
就是一个抱住神 ，hold and break 抱住神的意思。
It's someone who holds the Lord.
第二件事，他抱住神做什么？祷告、祈求。
And why he holds the Lord?
他第一个问说，神如果要管教以色犹大人的话，那个管教犹大人为什么
？And first he asked the Lord why need to discipline the Israelites.
神说：“因为我是公义的神，我是慈爱的神，我的爱不是溺爱。”
And God said that because my love is a righteous love.
那么他第二个问题问说：“你如果要管教犹大人，为什么不用其他人，而用比犹太人更坏的教底人
？”The second question is, Lord, if you truly want to discipline Israel, why?Use these very bad people from Kaladin.
神说我是公义的神。
God said, I am the righteous God.
加勒底人他们有一天他们接受审判。
And one day these people will be judged.
两次的祷告。
And twice he prayed.
两次的回答。
And twice God answered.
可能哈巴谷不一定能够完全相信接受神的回答。
And probably Habakkuk cannot fully comprehend what the Lord answered.
他不了解，但是他能够信。
He did not understand fully, but he can believe.
他心里头爱主。
He loved the Lord from his heart.
我觉得神更幽默的，让哈巴谷书在第二章里头发现一个启示。
And so the Lord let Habakkuk find a revelation in chapter 2.
义人必因信得生。
The righteous shall live by faith.
他发觉自己是一个罪人。
he found himself to be a sinner.
秘诀是要信靠神。
But the secret is to trust the Lord.
义人必因信得生。
The righteous shall live by faith.
最后一点。
At last. Revival is from the Lord.
没有管教, 没有审判,
if there is no discipline, if there is no judgment, there will be no revival. And Habakkuk started with a question, but ended his prayer ended with a praise.
开始是一个惊奇,
started with a surprise, but ended with a praise.
开始是没有平安,
and started without peace, but then ended with complete rest.
他爱神,
he loved the Lord, and he can trust God.
我要问年轻人或者其他人, Hilton,
do you know what happened to the Hilton hotels?
啊,
do you know what happened recently?
有没有看过新闻有没有?
Have you heard the news?
他的女儿叫什么名字? 啊? Paris, 我们都知道, 他, 我觉得爸爸取得很好,
the owner
巴黎,
of the name
Paris,
is Paris
Hilton. 想你知道他发生什么事?
Do you know what happened to her?
他发生什么事?
What happened?
啊? 比你的结婚, why?
She was in the jail.
Okay, thank you, George. 这个是他的见证。
那个他是因为无照驾车被关在监狱。你知道他有钱，他是希尔顿的继承人。 She was a millionaire, billionaire actually.
他自己说 ，Paris Hilton believed her jail sentence was a message from God.
这里这个说他相信他被关在监里，这个是神给他的一个信息。Change
her party-loving lifestyle.
来改变他一个以 party 为中心的生活方式
become a positive role model a role model 一个榜样要让他来成为一个榜样 for women who look up to her
让别人能够来仿效的榜样
上面再讲一句话 I know now that I can make a difference
他说他知道我今天我知道我可以改变
That I have the power to do that.
那我有力量能够做这些事。
I become much more spiritual.
他说自己更加属灵。
God has given me this new chance.
神给了他一个新的机会。
他自己说他要做一些许多慈善的事业, 像那个帮助什么, 生癌症的病患。
And she said she wants to devote a lot of times for the charity. Emissions.
你在环境难处的时候，你能够爱神吗？
Can you love the Lord from all circumstances?
下面一个榜样，我就很快提到大卫。我们都知道，他
I want to refer to David.
在诗篇51篇的里头，他写了这首诗歌。
In Psalm 51.
这首诗是他把他丢脸丢尽的一首诗歌。
And this is Psalm when he felt he was discarded by the Lord.
他认他的罪，他也赞美神的作为。
And he confessed his sin and praised the deed of the Lord.
他也是特别着重神的耶路撒冷，就是今天的教会。
And he focused on the Jerusalem and.
他是一个合神心意的人。
Because he is the man who follows the will of God.
人生最重要的是什么？
What's the most important thing in our lives?
爱主你的神。
To love the Lord your God.
尽心尽意爱主你的神,
with all your heart and all your strength.
又要爱人如行,
and love your neighbors as yourself.
但神的爱充满在我们这里,
may the love of God fill us.
活出他的爱,
and live out his love.
活出主的自己,
and live out himself.
把人引到神面前来,
and lead people to the Lord.
神祝福他自己的话,
may the Lord bless his own words.